The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Business Bunker Show here on Channel Radio in association with Biz Radio. You're listening to me, Paul Andrews, and the stonkingly gorgeous Jill Serkin.
Very brown.
I think it's Jill Serkin. I don't really recognise her because I haven't seen her for weeks and weeks and weeks.
Catty.
She's been jollying around the world.
Well, I have actually had a very, as you ask, a very relaxing time, Paul Andrews. Yeah.
Was it hot?
It was about like this, actually.
So you died, basically?
It was, well, you kind of, what you do is you wake up and you do your lengths in the pool, which isn't heated, which is lovely.
Oh, you get out of bed first?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you get out of bed, then you do your lengths.
Right, okay.
Then you come back. And you stay...
Oh, hold on. Which pool? You haven't got a pool in your house in Moriah.
I have.
Have you?
It's not my own. It's a communal. But we don't let the Germans in too much.
Okay, I don't blame you.
We get up early before they come.
You get your towels down first, don't you?
Oh, it's too hot to lounge by the pool. It's concrete. You just can't. But we get up and we do our lengths.
Right.
And then the new husband does a little brunch. Because by this time it's sort of 11:30. No, back at home. Because literally, you have to come out one day.
Yeah, yeah.
With your
family. You've never invited me. We've only worked together 14 years. You've never invited me to your pad.
I know. But you come out.
Did you see that correct?
The front door is there, and the pool entrance is where you're sitting.
So you can stagger.
You literally schlep in your flip flops.
You just get up. Trip over,
roll out of bed, roll in
the
pool, do your lengths.
Right.
And then there's a lovely shower, cold shower, so you do all that.
Right.
And then you come back and the secret is you keep your bikini or your trunkers wet. So you're so hot, but you've got the wet stuff on.
Well, you hose it down like an elephant, basically.
Yeah. And with all that, aioli.
I've seen that at Port Lyme, they keep the elephants wet.
Yeah. Oh, they do?
Yeah, yeah.
Are they white elephants?
Yeah. No. Oh, yeah, hard to tell because they're covered in mud, aren't they? Because they roll in the mud to keep cool.
Anyway, so then the new husband does a little brunch.
Yeah, yeah.
And then what we do is we just, you get in the car and you're just screaming in the car because although the aircon, it's boiling when you get in. So I have a little method of opening all the doors and windows in the boot before we get in, which makes it even hotter, really. And then we trundle down to the beach and we literally spend the whole day in the sea. It's the only thing you can do. And then of an evening, still on the beach, 9:30, 10 at night, and then we schlep to a little beach restaurant, have a few sardines, and then home, stick the aircon on, lie like this.
Uh-huh.
But it's about the same here, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. I saw some of the stuff going on about this weather is unbelievable. But some bloke yesterday, I mean, he got himself... It was hilarious. It was so bad, it was funny. He blasted onto Twitter and he went, "I've had enough of all you gammons talking about this." He said, "You don't understand anything
about..." And what does gammon mean? I don't even know.
Oh, it's an insult for people of a certain age.
Because I know about the Karens and things. But
yeah,
the
same kind of thing. Anyway, he said, "I grew up in Cyprus." He said, "And 40 degree heats in Cyprus is common." He said, "And Cyprus, because it's so dangerous, between June and September, every year in Cyprus, everything's closed."
What?
And we went, "What?
Really? That's when we all go there."
And then hundreds of people went, "Hello, I'm in a closed restaurant in Limassol," and we put their pictures of about like 200 people there. You're talking nonsense, mate. It's a holiday island.
Yeah.
And he went, "Well, no, the other place is closed."
Which other place?
Yeah, people that aren't in the hospitality industry, exactly. Which is basically no one in Cyprus, you know.
Exactly. Oh, so what he's thinking is like the Madridians who and the Italians in Rome who go away for a month.
Well, the French have set holidays. Everybody in France goes on holiday in 2 weeks in August.
Say it in French?
You need Bear for that. I've just spent 2 weeks with my Bear, bless him.
Have you been? Or has he been over here?
They've been here.
Mais oui. And he's franglais, is he?
Yeah. No. He doesn't mix them up. He's my grandson, Bear, and he's four.
He's like a mini Paul Andrews, if you can imagine that.
No, he's got hair.
He's like a fun size. Well, when he was a baby, he was a very...
He didn't have hair.
He was a fun size Paul Andrews, basically.
Yeah. No, he's fabulous.
And what does he call you? Something French?
Granddad.
Not grandpère?
No. Okay. He talks to me in English. He won't talk to me in French.
That's sweet.
Mm.
Because you know, you're fluent with your monkey up the tree, aren't you?
Mensonge dans l'arbre, yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Absolutely fluent, yeah. fluent. Did you see my little tips this morning on keeping cool? Some ideas?
Your what?
Little tips.
Oh, tips, no.
That's like that. The radio show I often listen to, Greatest Tits. You've got to be very careful how you say it. Who named that show?
Absolutely.
But I do listen to it on my way home sometimes. It's very good. But Simon Mayo, I like. So what was I saying? I can't remember.
Tips.
So yeah. I had a really good tip this morning. So I did iced coffee. Mm. So Hand Ground, that's the coffee bean shop, if you know them, coffee bean shop. Lovely. Liz, who was on Scoff and Quaff. Mm. So hand grind and then put it in the freezer.
Right.
Meanwhile, also put my flask in the fridge, my water bottle empty in the fridge.
Yeah.
And then lots of bottles of water, of course. They're all cooling. So everything's cool. And you feel that, Sally? Sally's our guest from Simply Ice Cream. That's cold, isn't it? Yeah. On the outside. Now feel this that's not been in the fridge. You're my witness.
Yeah, no, that's
this is difference. This is good radio. This.
Yeah. We have a hottie and a coldie. You see
exactly, right? See, the trouble with Jules is, you know, it's like everything's an overland trek when she comes out. Yeah, she brings the kitchen sink.
I've got my dandelion.
She's got
my homeopathy.
She's a bit of a witch, you see, and she has
my juice.
She has all these potions and spells. Yeah, yeah, and she brings them all with her in a big box and a bag, and then
a couple of bat's heads.
Yeah, yeah, some eye of newt and all that, and she gets them all on the back of her broom, and she comes over here. With her frozen coffee and her coconut milk and all the other nonsense got. Yeah.
Well, that's what you need, you know, to be my age and look as good as me, darling. It takes a lot of work.
That's very true.
It's a full-time job, I would
say. It's very true.
Yeah, lots of creams and potions.
Anyway, listen, look, it's good to have you back after your two-week break. Welcome back.
I wanted to ask you an important question.
Go on, then.
Who might the sponsor be this week?
Yeah, it's a very good question. I want to say a huge thank you to the sponsors for this week, who are the lovely folks at Potter's Home Digital. Their television audio systems and home cinema experts. They provide home entertainment inside and out. I'll tell you about that in a minute. Their team of experts fully integrated smart technology into your garden, bringing all your much loved home entertainment systems from the inside to the out. They offer unique audio and lighting solutions, home security and Wi-Fi networks perfectly suited to your garden with meticulous implementation to create an atmosphere and experience like no other. You can find out all about them by going to www.home-digital.com, and a huge thank you to them for sponsoring this week's show. And it is awesome. They've got a shop and showroom.
Hang on. Well, what word did you just use to describe
awesome
it?
I know you don't like it.
I get very uppity about it.
Yeah, that's why I use it. Yeah. I normally say smashing.
Yeah, smashing is
I normally say smashing.
Awesome is for going to the moon or something, you know.
I normally do smashy and nicey. Smashing, smashing. Marvellous. But now you're back, I do awesome.
Just to annoy me.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, they've got a showroom in Tenterden High Street, and they've the garden at the back of the showroom they have now set up as a garden entertainment centre, and it is absolutely amazing. They got this fantastic TV there which is weatherproof, so you can leave it out all the time. It just sits in the garden.
Wow.
And they've got this lovely slidey screen that goes over it. And then
imagine watching the tennis on that with
done is in all the flower beds, it's all been landscaped, and in all the flower beds they've got lights and speaker systems all buried in the flower beds, so the sound comes at you from every direction. It blows you away. But, it really does.
You saw my tweet, because I wasn't on the show. You did it without me.
Yeah.
Very admirable.
Because you went away.
Yeah.
And left me in the lurch.
Yeah, you did it all on your own, bless you.
Yeah.
I've only got a small sort of, although I'm on the seafront, my back garden is quite small and urban because it's got the Herne Bay Road.
Yeah.
But I was asking, what about your neighbours?
Yeah.
Because I have quite noisy neighbours.
Well, they've got quite big gardens.
No, I have. You've got a big garden, but mine is quite small and urban. Mm. And my neighbours on one side are very noisy because their whole garden is. I hope she's not listening. They're lovely. The whole garden is a swimming pool, an outdoor pool.
Right.
And it used to be her parents that lived there, and of course, lovely elderly couple, never a problem. 14 years, She once asked me to turn my music down in the kitchen because our kitchen sort of overlooks their garden because it's upside down house. But now these the kids, it's like having a school next door. It's like 80 kids all in the pool going, every time they jump in.
The whole point of what Potter's Home Digital do is they don't just walk up and sling a telly in there, do they? Or sling a sound system in there. The whole thing's balanced, yeah? Mm. So if you had close neighbours, so if you lived in a terrace of houses, you don't want everybody else listening to what you're doing. Mm. So they focus. It's like the studio, you know, we have four things in the corner that stop the sound getting out.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they balance it so that the sound doesn't escape.
For the benefit of the listener, these things are like sort of polystyrene little pads, aren't they, that go up the wall in the corners.
All they do is the sound waves get deflected because there's ridges in them, so it breaks up the sound wave. If they're not there, the sound waves travel in straight lines and just diffuse all over the place. Because they're in the corners, it breaks it up and shatters it, so there's no noise that can get out in one big noise. Anyway, I mean, what Potters do is they set you up a balanced audio system.
Oh, okay, so they would sort it out. And did you mention Sonos to them? Because I love my Sonos.
No, they do sell Sonos systems.
I absolutely love it. I've just got one put in. Yeah, white. White is lovely on the wall.
Bit old hat now, though, Sonos.
I really like it. I got rid of my Amazon, as I say, because I...
Yeah, well, my
Alexa.
You can work your Amazon.
Well,
don't say Alexa, my watch starts. Oh, no. Look, it's gone. It started.
Oh. Yeah, I got rid of it because she kept butting in and ordering things. Like, I'd just say to my new husband, oh, we run out of magnesium and, you know, we're lying in bed. And she goes, do you want me to order something?
That could have been the worst of your problems, couldn't it? Huh?
It's in your basket. £34. I pay about 15 quid for
mine. Did I tell you about my old mum?
No, I'm sure you're going to.
I'm going to. This is hilarious. My old mum, she's 93, bless her.
Betty.
Yeah, when she came out of hospital, the hospital recommended, because she's gluten intolerant and all the rest of it, they recommended that she got meals from a company called Wiltshire Farm Food. Yeah. So we've been ordering a few meals every week from Wiltshire Farm Food. About 8 weeks ago, I went in, I do the ordering, so I got her iPad and I went in and I tried to order and the app had an error and it wouldn't let me check out. Oh, that's weird. So I tried it a couple of times, wouldn't work. I reported it and they went, oh, can you try again now? So I thought, I'm not going to do the whole order. I'm just going to... So I got a roast chicken dinner.
Lovely.
Just one roast chicken dinner. No, it wouldn't let me check out. Ah, okay, we'll have a look at that. A couple of days later, I get an email, so I try again. Cut a long story short, I've been doing that over 6-7 weeks, okay? Eventually, they sent me an email and they went, we found the problem. I went, okay, fine, I'll put an order in a while. I didn't put an order in. The next day, they delivered 16
no.
roast chicken dinners.
No!
I get to my mum's.
Did she have a party?
No, I get to my mum's and she's shuffling around in the kitchen. I go, what are you doing? She said, I can't get all this in my freezer.
Bless her.
And I said, didn't you tell them to take it back? No. What are you going to do with it all?
Well, she should have invited all the neighbours out of shindig.
Yeah. So
their IT system is...
It was it took them a long time to fix what was a very simple problem. Mm. And then, I mean, surely someone could apply some common sense and go, well, does a 93-year-old woman really want 16 roast chicken dinners? The only saving grace is, because we'd never physically checked out, because we didn't actually order them, we never paid for them.
Oh, really? Oh, well, that's great.
No, because... Yeah, I will now. Yeah, they'll send me a bill now. I'll just send them the chicken back.
If you're just tuning in, we have a sort of a summer party. It's almost like the Scoff and Quaff show, actually, the Superior show.
No, it's much better than that.
We have Sally Newell, who is from Simply Ice Cream. You can find them on the Twitter, Simply Ice Cream, and they're obviously on Instagram, Facebook, and everything else. And Claudette Watson of Bar Houdini's. So we're going to be talking to them later in the show. And as the lovely Paul Andrews said, the show sponsor this week is Potters HD, and I will be talking to them because I've, as you know, I demolished a garage, not personally, and I've got a lovely space. to do things in.
And what are you going to do in it?
Well, we're not going to build another garage because we really like the space.
So that's lucky.
I decided I want to have a little wood, a little forest, tiny garden.
You want a what?
Little forest.
You want to plant a forest?
A little. I want trees, apple trees,
in place
trees.
Of your shed.
Yeah. It's only a small place and a pond.
Well, that was the kind of the drawback here, that you want to play. What you can
a fairy wood.
An enchanted forest in place of your garden shed.
Yeah, okay, exactly. A little fairy wood.
Just see what I have to put up with, Claudette. Do you see what happens around here? I mean, this is just nonsense, isn't it?
Did you see my plum tree?
Hey, I wanted to talk about that.
Abundance.
I wanted to talk about that.
Yours aren't ripe.
My plums are green, matron.
Well.
Oh dear!
Don't titter.
My plums are about that big and green. Why are yours?
Are you sure they're not greengages?
No, it's definitely plums.
Ren Claude.
No, it's definitely plums. I've got a greengage tree, and that's fully out. Oh. But my plums.
In fact, I meant to bring you some today. I forgot. I've got so many. In fact, Staines Farm. You know Staines Farm, support your high street. You know.
Yeah.
So when I was at the airport, I said hi, Dave. Little text. Gave him. I said, do you mind if you give me a little delivery? No problem at all, Jules. And he gets up at like 3 a.m.
Hold on, you got a delivery to the airport?
No. When I was at the airport in Alicante, delivery for Whitstable for my return, you know, my grand return, because it was hot and I hadn't got any food.
Were you on the way back or on the way out?
Obviously on the way back.
Well, obviously, you say obviously. You didn't tell us, did you? You just went into this diatribe about being at the airport and Dave.
Well, I got my Kentish strawberries and my spring onions and everything else.
Waiting on your doorstep when you got back.
Yeah, and I told him how many plums I had and he said he'd buy them off me.
Really?
So there, mark them up, sell them on.
What'd you say, leave them in the shed? Oh, no, we haven't got one. Leave them in my enchanted forest.
My enchanted fairy wood.
Yeah. Hey, do you know what? I've got a tweet here.
We've got loads of
Should we start the show?
Yeah, let's.
Okay, let's start the show.
I know you've missed me. It's nice to catch up, isn't it?
Michael Park Surveyors.
I love them.
Good afternoon, Team Business Bunker. We would love a shout out today, if we may. Of course you may. We know you will have a grand show. That's Michael Park Surveyors, commercial surveyors based in Rochester, covering the southeast of England.
Lovely. I have missed all these little tweeties.
Mm.
And I have one here from our friends at Age UK, Herne Bay and Whitstable.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure it probably applies to all the Age UKs. So this is a DM that was sent to me. Hi, Jules. It's Charlotte O'Hara here. Charlotte O'Hara. Bit of Irish there.
Charlotte O'Hara or Scarlett O'Hara.
Yeah, exactly. Could it be a bit of Irish and a bit of, frankly, dear, I don't give a damn.
It could have been.
Yeah.
Or Russian, as you quite rightly did there. Yeah.
I hope you and the family are keeping well. I think she means Darcy the Greyhound, because they all loved Darcy the Greyhound. I've recently started a new role at Age UK, Herne Bay and Whitstable. I'm just going to read this slowly in case there's any private stuff on it, because it's a DM. You have to be careful, don't you?
Yeah.
I've recently started...
And Sonos might order it anyway.
A new role at Age UK, Herne Bay and Whitstable as social media community engagement worker and volunteer.
Right.
Very long title. Recruiter. Another word there. So she's social media community engagement worker and volunteer recruiter.
She's doing everything, basically.
Yeah, the whole thing.
Yeah, yeah. And did she make the tea?
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably better than I do.
I was going to say.
I was just wondering if you could help. I've tweeted you as Age UK, Herne Bay and Whitstable, and we're desperate in need of volunteer delivery drivers.
Right.
And the information is in the tweet, and I've tagged B Bunker, so very good,
cool.
100 points, but wasn't sure if we'd fall in the business category. And I said to her, we're always happy to help any community.
Exactly.
We love it.
Yeah.
And, of course, you are a big wig at Age UK, aren't you?
Well, I don't know about that. I'm a director of Age UK.
Well, that's quite a big wig, isn't it?
Yeah. I don't wear a wig. As you can tell.
It's far too hot.
Yeah.
So they're really struggling to keep the service going due to a shortage of volunteers. Thank you so much, Charlotte. So if any of you are in the Herne Bay, Green Hill, Whitstable, all that area, Reculver, they're desperate. They are absolutely desperate. This is a lifeline for the elderly. And they need volunteer drivers. And I'm sure things are paid for, like petrol and blah-de-blah. So please get in touch with me or Paul Andrews, and we'll put you in touch if you can't find that Twitter handle.
Absolutely. Drop me an email, hello@bizradio.co.uk, and we will pass that on to Age UK Herne Bay.
And they are on the Twitter, Age Bay, does what it says on the tin. They're an independent charity with its own constitution and funding administered by locally appointed trustees. So they're a not-for-profit. So they need our help.
They're a charity, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks for that. I'd forgotten the word.
Uh-huh. We've had a tweet from Chips and Dinks, who are getting excited about ice cream and magic.
Aren't we all?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm trying to catch up with a few of those because, you know, we're kind of running late now.
You mean you were about to say I waffled, weren't you?
No, I wasn't going to blame you, but it was your fault.
I don't know why I come back, really.
Yeah, well, because you haven't got anywhere else to go. Martin Reeves has been on.
Martin Reeves and the Vandellas used to love them.
No, Martin Reeves is a collector's buddy. I'd love a shout out on your Business Bunker show, please. Paul and Jules have a fab show. Looks like a good lineup. Saw this on Facebook and thought of you. He's put a picture of a melted ice cream van.
I saw that. Yeah. I think I sent him a picture of my melted coconut stuff.
Really?
Age UK have also said at Age Bay, mileage is paid at 45p a mile. Induction and DBS provided at no cost. It's an incredibly rewarding volunteer role supporting a great cause at the heart of your community. Volunteers can help out whichever days they choose, as much or as little. Thank you. So that's a great little thing for somebody that's a bit active and they might retire.
Yeah, that's good. It's good fun.
Just don't want to loll at home.
Yeah,
all the time.
Do it. That's an order.
Yeah, do
it. If you're in the Herne Bay area, volunteer.
Did you finish Martin Reeves or did I interrupt?
No, I've finished Martin Reeves. I'm going to do one more and then I'm going to do the cheesy tunage.
Okay.
Paragon Drones have said, hello, Vanilla Webb and Jules Sirkin. Ice cream and magic, what's not to love? We would love a mention. Thank you. Have a great show. Looking forward to the cheesy tunage. Well, it's funny you should say that, Neil, because it's coming right up. Here we go. Name that tune.
Oh, Everything She Does Is Magic.
Of course it is.
Sting.
Everything She Does Is Magic.
Or a police. Has she got a little rabbit?
Everything She Does Is Magic. Of course it is.
Yeah. She's got a witch's hat on.
Exactly.
And a rabbit in her handbag.
Exactly.
And a pigeon behind her ear.
Exactly.
Talis Independent Financial Advisors can help you invest, organise your pensions, and even get you the best possible life insurance, mortgage, or equity release deal. Check out talisifa.com. Grow your business with Kent's Best Business Events. Visit bestbusinessevents.co.uk.
Become part of our community to build your social media habits with Workouts. Increase your brand's presence and engagement. Go to wedosocialmedia.co.uk to register for 2 free social media workouts every Wednesday. 10:30 a.m. Facebook and 11:30 a.m. LinkedIn.
Loch Associates Group. Let us look after all your people needs so you can focus on growing your business. No long-term tie-ins, just responsive, commercially-minded support. Find us at lochassociates.co.uk.
Jobsinkent.com, the quick and simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent, with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
This is Channel 2.
Hey, the police.
I love that ending. I've never heard that ending. It was sort of a longer ending than you normally hear on radio.
Is that right?
Yeah, they often.
But they probably normally get bored with it, don't they?
They probably phase it out.
Yeah.
I do love police.
Yeah.
Very good choice for our new guest.
Thank you. You see what I did there? Mm. It's an absolute pleasure to welcome onto the show for the very first time the lovely Claudette Watson.
Thank you.
Houdini's Magic Bar. Yeah, you see what I did there.
I saw what you did. Yeah.
It's cheesy, isn't it?
It is, but I love it.
Claudette, thank you so much for joining us on the show. It's an absolute pleasure to see you. Again, I did first meet you at the Ashford and Canterbury Awards ceremony a few weeks ago, yes. Where you won awards.
We did. We won one award.
Yeah.
Family business,
yeah.
Which was absolutely great.
Yeah.
And I was a finalist in Businesswoman of the Year and, of course, the Southeast Business.
Yeah.
But no, it was really great. I mean, it's great recognition as a team to win something like that. And it's just...
Absolutely,
you can, you know, all the hard work you've put in and for other people to recognise that and not just sort of shouting about it yourself all the time, you know.
Yeah, sure, yeah. No, you're absolutely right. You know, that's the benefit of awards, isn't it? That you get that recognition.
Yeah.
But you get that recognition from your peers and your customers as well.
Yeah.
You know, and okay, we can get things like TripAdvisor or whatever, but it's special to win an award, isn't it?
It is special. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, going to the, you know, all of it. We've had guests come in to the bar recently just after the awards, and they're like, oh, you've won an award. Went, yes, we have. You know, we're all buzzing and loving it. And taking the team to things like that is,
right.
You know, it's just special because you can celebrate everyone's hard work because we all work together to make it special. And, you know, it was like a little celebrity moment. We walked up onto the stage and they're like little high fives.
There was a lot of whooping going on.
It was amazing.
Yeah.
It was like, I think I got a high five and I was like, wow, I think then I floated onto the stage.
Magic style.
Yeah.
Now, as a newbie, I don't know anything about your business. So tell us, first of all, when you started it and, you know, what your idea was when you started it.
So Houdini's Magic Bar started in 2016. So it's been 6 years now. And we have 2 venues, so one in Broadstairs in the seaside town and one in Canterbury in the city.
Really? And I've never met you?
No.
Bizarre.
No, you need to come.
Which road are you in?
In Canterbury, we're on St Peter's Street, so just down by the Westgate Tower.
How bizarre.
Yeah,
okay.
We're only little.
And what's your premises there? It's not the old jail, is it?
No.
Am I in the right area?
Yeah, but you go up then, so you come up the town.
Okay.
And we're right on the corner. It used to be a pink sweet shop.
Oh, yeah.
Vibrant pink that we had to try and cover, which took a few layers of paint.
What colour is it now?
It's black.
Magical.
See, my problem is I get as far as Nando's and then I can't get anywhere else. I've got this gravitational pull that sucks me into Nando's, unfortunately.
Yeah, so we're too sort of small. We're small and intimate, we like to say. Cozy. And, you know... everything about it is magic. So from the outside, it doesn't really tell you much. So you sort of see the name. We have some fairy lights and things like that. But when you come in, there's like magic props, magic posters, you know, artifacts from magic and things all dotted around. And you'll just be greeted sort of by us. And
rabbit.
And our great team.
By a rabbit.
I think it's an owl in
sort of a, really? I love real, owls.
Like a little...
Yeah, I didn't think it'd be
no,
real.
No, no.
But like a person dressed up? Or?
No, no. Not
a that's a real one, you fool.
It's not a real owl.
Of course it is.
Sorry. No. What is it then? A it's fluffy
like,
owl?
Yeah.
A toy?
Like a, yeah, just like a toy in like a cage. But everything's sort of magical.
So is it Harry Potter-ish?
No, it's not Harry Potter-ish.
Is it grown up?
It's
then?
Grown up magic. So
it's real.
It's real magic, and we have sort of 23 resident magicians. And they're all part of you know, the magic circle and inner magic circle.
Have you got our friend Stu Weller?
Stu Weller. Yeah.
I love Stu. Everybody needs a Stu in their life.
He's lovely. So we do have Stuart, and we have a lot of other magicians as well, which are great across, you know, perform across Kent, but they're with us sort of in the evenings performing magic. But anyway, you come to us. Our team are magic bartenders, which are mostly family. And so you come down, you enjoy a drink. We come over, show you a little bit of magic, or you see it behind the bar.
Do you do magic?
I knew I'd get asked this, and I'm always the boring one that can't do magic. I know the secrets of magic, but I'm not allowed to say.
Right.
But my magic's as bad as my jokes. So, you know, I can tell you a joke if you like, and you can
judge
for yourself.
Yeah, go on.
I'll do two short ones and a long one.
Yeah.
Joke.
Oh, yes. That's my kind of humour.
I like that. Wow.
My magic's on par with that. So, you know, I won't. No, I'm not. I'm sort of the magic behind the scenes.
Yeah.
So, you know, I sort of the business side of it.
Yeah.
My husband's a magician. So
right, okay.
What's your husband's name?
Sam Watson. So he's in the inner magic, associate of the inner magic circle.
See, that sounds very spooky, doesn't it?
Mysterious.
The inner magic circle.
Yeah.
And do they have like special handshakes and things?
I don't know.
Like the Masons?
Well, I don't know. It's secret. It's special, isn't it?
I don't know.
You don't know unless you're in it.
Yeah, I don't know what they do.
he just tells her that, and she's not allowed to ask, you see.
Yeah, so,
Mind you, she is a mum of five.
I am a mum of five.
No, have you?
And I've got a little one that's just 16 months. So that's magic in itself, being able to juggle everything. And
can I ask you, Claudette? I mean, where did the idea... I mean, obviously, I guess because your husband's a magician, that's kind of fairly obvious where the idea came from.
But to have a magic bar is unusual. I've never heard of a magic bar.
No, me neither.
Yeah.
And she's got two. They're breeding.
Yeah. Well, Broad says it's a beautiful place.
Yeah.
In fact, I will hook you up later. I hope we haven't got any American listeners listening.
You just tell her.
They don't like hookups.
No.
But I'll hook you up with my friend Serenity Becker, who on Twitter, so that's Rebecca Nutt. She's just opened a beauty salon in Broadstairs.
Oh, lovely.
So you'd have a little, you could work together and stuff.
Yeah. That's great. No, it's a lovely town and everyone sort of supports each
other.
Very
nice. And sandy beaches, of course.
And it's beautiful, yeah.
I know her.
Yeah, Sandy Shaw used to sing.
Oh, sandy beaches. Sorry, I was thinking of Greece. Sorry.
So, of your two venues, are they different, or have they got different vibe or similar size?
It's similar size, similar vibe. So that if you went to one Houdini's, you would know what to expect at the other Houdini's.
Yeah. Owls.
Okay.
Yeah, so they are. owls. They are similar.
So, Claudette. When you come into the bar, are you open at lunchtimes?
No, we open 4 o'clock,
right,
2 o'clock in Cansbury. So we miss the lunchtimes, but we're more of an evening venue.
Yeah, obviously. Yeah.
And it's really hard. I mean, when we started up, it was really hard for people to understand the concept. Because it's live magic, they're like, do you buy tickets? Is it a theatre? Do we sit down? And that was a real struggle for us to try and get that balance of, we're just a bar. You can just come
so
in.
So people can just rock up.
Just rock up, come in.
And be entertained while you're getting drunk.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. Do you do food?
We don't do food.
Right.
No.
You're a bar with magic.
We're just a bar with magic, but we're too small to do food, really.
Yeah, sure.
But do you have nibbles?
We have bar snacks.
No. You
have got bar snacks.
Just like the normal crisps and
cakes
and things like that.
Yeah. Oh, well, there you are. So if you feel that you're getting a bit squiffy, you can just go and get some carbs.
You can. Yeah. But, so we do have booking windows where you can come and enjoy sort of like 2 hours with us,
right?
And then you're sort of guaranteed to see the show, and the magician will come around to the tables and you can enjoy that.
So, let's talk about the magic side of it. Because I know Stu Weller, I know he does close-up magic. Yeah. Is it all close-up magic, or is there other things happening?
No, there's close-up magic, and then there's larger shows. Right. So in Broadstairs, the magician would be behind the bar, and you have cameras on the magician, and then that gets sort of aired out to every part of the bar on the screen.
Okay.
So
that
if you was down the bottom enjoying yourself and you didn't fancy getting up, losing your space and coming up to the magic, you can watch that on the TV screens.
Fantastic.
And then in Canterbury, because of the layout, there's sort of a podium for the show, and we sort of mic up the bartenders and they introduce the magician, and then the whole bar can watch that live show.
Wow.
And then he'll come around and then sort of perform to tables after. So all of it, everything about it is just magic.
Mm.
You know, and we're a great team. It's a really friendly place. You could come in as on your own and just have as good a time as you could with a group, you know. Mm. So we're really welcoming, and, you know, we like to make it feel like a really nice place to come and have a good time.
I think it's brilliant. I haven't been in there. I will do, because I own a business just up the road, Fruitworks. So I will come in the next time I'm over in Kedry. Yeah, no, yeah. I will. I love close-up magic. I don't know if he does stuff with you, but he's one of my favourite close-up magicians. This is a chap called Etienne Pradier.
Yes. We know Etienne. Yeah, he's a good friend of ours, and he does perform at the bar. And
does he?
He does.
He's unbelievable, isn't he?
Oh, he's amazing. Yeah. And really cheeky as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I tried to get him to show me a trick once, and he said, yep, I'll show it to you. And I knew he wouldn't, because you don't do things like that. And he showed me in slow motion about 20 times. I'm like, no, I don't get how you're doing it. And he said, well, pay attention. I am.
Light of hand.
I am, yeah. He does this fantastic trick with a wine bottle.
Yeah,
have you seen it?
It goes through.
Yeah.
I'm sure she's Claudette has seen it 150 times.
Many a wine bottle.
But it's just, he's done it right in front of my face. He's got a wine bottle on the table. He puts a napkin over the top. He bangs it, and it disappears under the table. And I've sat there like an inch away from it, going, "Go on, now do it, now do it, now do it." And I still can't see what he's doing.
Yeah, clever.
He's great.
I'm assuming that you have sort of hen parties, and it would be a great venue for stags and hens.
And we do sort of masterclasses in the day as well. So you can come in and learn to make cocktails and see magic.
Right.
And they are hilarious. And, you know, the noise level on them, you know, when they get going.
Right.
You know, they're great. They're
right. You don't do masterclasses in magic.
Yes, we do.
Do you?
Yeah.
Mm. Wow.
So you could learn the wine bottle.
I could learn. Etienne could actually show me.
Yeah.
I'm coming.
What's your most popular cocktail at the moment? Because I'm very into it at the moment. I'm making at home grapefruit daiquiris. So my local greengrocer who delivers Staines, the lovely Staines Farm Shop. Hello, Dave.
It's not Dave then.
Dave, yeah. Staines Farm
Shop. Oh, is it Dave?
Yeah, Dave. Uh-huh. In Whitstable High Street. So he thinks I'm really healthy because I've got 8 grapefruits that come every week. And then I smash them up with some coconut sugar and a little bit of rum and stuff and make these daiquiris, and they're absolutely delicious.
Yeah.
So what is your summer tipple? What's going down?
Well, we have our menus aren't traditional names. So we have a lot of cocktails that we make ourselves.
And are they magic ones?
And some of them are magic, and some of them have got magic names. So they're named after magicians. So we sort of give a little bit of information about sort of magicians.
Right, like the Tommy Cooper and stuff like that.
Yeah. But the one that is popular at the moment is a magic maker, and it's got a little bit of lavender and it's really fragrant, and it's got a little bit of Prosecco and strawberry. Mm. And that is really nice. And people just like that because it's summery. And then we have sort of like salted coconut espresso martinis and things moment. And so we change it. So when it gets to sort of autumn, we'll change it again. But we all contribute to that as a team. And, you know, we have some mixologists that give ideas and things. You know, we're like, that sounds good.
It's such a great idea.
Oh, it's fantastic. I love it. I absolutely love it.
If you go out with someone that's a bit boring,
Oh, yeah, you don't even have to talk.
Yeah. You can just, you know.
Shut up, I'm watching this.
Yeah, that's
all
it. For couples, you know, when you've been together for like 28 years and all you're talking about is the laundry or who's going to mow the lawn
and the
stuff.
Magic's gone, we bring it back. Yeah.
I see what you did there.
Yeah. I love that.
So, Claudette, which came first, Canterbury or Broadstairs?
Broadstairs, so right. That's where we live, right. Me and my husband. Mm. And he's been a magician since he was really young. I think like 11, he tells me. Wow. I don't know.
How did he get into it? Do you know?
He just loved it. He watched, I think, Paul Daniels on telly. Mm. And then,
not a lot.
And then he had some like heroes in American magic bars, because it's a big thing over there, not so much over here, but over there it's huge.
Yeah.
And then he went out to Spain and did stage magic and things like that. Mm. And then he had a gap where he was still doing magic, but not as a profession. Mm. And then we saw like this little shop on the corner.
In Broadstairs.
In Broadstairs. And I was like, you know, we should just do it.
Good
and,
girl.
And make it happen. Mm. And we had no clue in hospitality. We'd never mixed a cocktail. You know, I can't do magic. And so we were just thinking, right,
it's a plan.
Let's build it. And we just, you know, we did it. And we led with our hearts.
Mm.
And we sort of painted it all, built it all. And it's got a wonky bar.
A wonky bar?
Well,
a wonky
it's bar. All sort of where we fixed it and mended it ourselves. And
You see, I love businesses that start like that.
Me too.
Because they just start out of a crazy idea that then becomes a fixation.
Yeah.
And then you just make it work.
You do.
And those types of businesses, which constitute quite a lot of businesses, actually tend to be the most successful. Yeah. Whereas some people go, I want to start a business, I know how to do this, I'm going to try and start a business doing this, and then they faff around for ages trying to get startup capital or something, and nothing really ever happens. But I don't want to be, but stupid businesses, where you just go, do you know what? I'm going to open a shop over there, and like, people go, what do you know about doing that? Nothing.
But
I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
And the beauty of that is like everything in business anyway, you learn as you go along. You have to. There is no other way of doing it.
No.
So why not start out by learning?
Yeah. And now I sort of know, I've learned so much, you know, and I can sort of turn my hand to things that I couldn't before.
Right.
But it has just been really well received, and that sort of
I can imagine,
quite successful, really, in the way that we're so small, so that restricts our ability to have, you know, sort of the huge crowds.
How many covers have you got in Broadstairs?
Well, we say covers, but we've got a mix of seating and standing. So if you come in, it looks quite bohemian. There's like stalls, chairs, a couple of places you could perch.
Yeah,
but it's sort of one of those things where you just come and you join others and you join in.
But so if I come and scooch, and there's no seating, I just bring a deck chair if it's Broadstairs.
You scooch or you,
just... I've got a little deck chair I put over my shoulder.
Well, that's a good point, because you've got two good locations there. You've got a seaside town where you've got a lot of people that are looking for entertainment.
Yeah.
And then you've got Canterbury where there's 150 million students.
And no A&E.
And no A&E, so they've got nowhere else to go. So it's fantastic. So, at the moment, you've been open 6 years as a business. Do you have plans to open more, or are you kind of resting on your laurels at the moment?
We always say, when we open Canterbury as well, it's just like, right, okay, you know, this is good now. You know, we're happy, it's good. But I'm just one of those people, there's a, you know, the entrepreneur spirit in me is like, let's keep going, let's do something, you know, let's go to here. And I'm just one of those people that follow it and try and do it. So when we say plans, it's not really plans. It's more of like a want to do it.
Yeah,
and
then
we'll sort of go for it if that want becomes big enough to want to sort of put our time and effort into that again.
Yeah. I mean, presumably with something like that, you could be visiting somewhere and go, that's the place I want to put a bar.
And I'm a big believer in that. Like, if it's meant to be, it's meant to happen. So if you see somebody like that's great, then, and it's the right time, then, it will do good by you.
But you are juggling five children,
yeah,
a new baby,
yeah,
and that's tough as well. So
it is, and I have other businesses as well.
Oh, do you?
Yeah,
do tell.
So me and my husband have an organisation, so a non-profit organisation that supports children and young people across Kent. That's been running for about 10 years.
What's
now.
It called?
Dare to Differ.
Sorry, what's it called?
Dare to Differ.
Right.
And so, what kind of children?
So it's a range of children with, you know, very high needs, behavioural, emotional, you know, neurodivergence, and you know, we support them all across Kent, children in care, very vulnerable children.
We didn't know about this.
No.
And we've been doing that for about 10 years. So we work in schools and in the community. So that's sort of alongside what we do.
In your spare time, right? Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then I've got like a sustainable sort of clothing business that I'm starting.
Wow.
So you've
got five children in
my mind. You're a juggler. Like, what, a button that goes off.
What is your star sign?
Leo.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Do you know, nearly all my business friends are Leos or Geminis.
There's no stopping us.
The odd Taurus, but Leos. Paul's a Leo.
Yeah. So you always sort of, I mean, you do a lot, don't you?
Mm.
So you just find the time, really. I think you don't sort of feel busy, but you are.
Yeah, it's a mindset that's just stupid.
It's
basically
the old a busy person, isn't it?
Well, no, it's not even that. It's just having a mindset that it's a bit like being a kid in a sweet shop, isn't it? Where you go, oh, we could do that.
Yeah.
I could do that. Why don't we do that? And you completely forget that you're already doing eight other things because it just looks interesting. And you do it, and then you think, right, okay, where am I going to fit that in?
So when you're with your vulnerable children and children with disabilities, do you bring your magic into that with your husband or not really? Is that very separate?
We have sort of like it's very separate.
Mm.
And we try to keep it very separate, not to blur businesses, especially when you're working with young people.
Yeah.
Mm.
You don't want to sort of encourage them to becoming...
To drink heavily.
Yeah, that's it.
I meant the magic, not the cocktails.
But we do have, it makes me feel really old, but where we've been supporting them for so long, we do have a young chap that's just joined our magic club, and he's come through sort of school where we've supported him since he was like about 9.
Wow.
And
brilliant.
Now he's like a man, you know, coming in going, I'm going to do magic because I love
it. His voice is broken.
And you're just like, wow,
that's brilliant.
That's great. So, yeah.
Very impressive.
That's fantastic. And what a fantastic story as well. You're everything I like about an entrepreneur. Yeah, it's just the kind of wackiness of it, the madness of it, and the fact that it does something different. Yeah. I mean, because, you know, without being funny, bars are 2p, aren't they? Especially in a place like Canterbury, for instance.
Yeah.
You know, there's hundreds of them. Having something unique and different isn't easy, because a lot of ideas have been thought of and stuff like that. So I absolutely love what you've done, and I think it's brilliant. And because I know some of the magicians myself, I can imagine how good it is. That's fantastic stuff. Claudette, thank you for sharing your story with
thank
us.
You.
Congratulations on winning the Family Business of the Year for East Kent.
Thank
it's a
you.
Fantastic achievement. Congratulations on being a finalist in Businesswoman of the Year. You're gonna walk away with it next year. She's doing more businesses just to make sure she's in front next year.
Yeah.
Right. No, I came second this year. Next year, I'm not. That's it.
She's already got a frock ordered and table booked and everything.
Yeah. So cool, Claudette. If people want to find out more about Houdini's Magic Bar, what's the best way to do that?
That's just go to our website, which is www.houdinis.co.uk, and you can see all the magicians on there as well and click on them.
Fantastic.
So it's great.
Brilliant. Claudette, thank you for that.
Thank you.
Oh, we love what she's doing. Isn't that good?
Yeah.
Isn't that brilliant?
I'm going to take the new husband down there because I would quite like to go to the Broadstairs one, although I live nearer to Whitstable.
Mm-hmm.
But I love Broadstairs.
Well, I've got no excuse. I own a building about 4 doors up.
Exactly. And I'm sure they do mocktails because he's teetotal. So you do mocktails, don't you?
Do mocktails.
There you are. Mocktails and magic. What could be better, Paul Andrews?
Yeah. me and Bear were making mocktails yesterday, which was quite funny.
Has he gone back? Was he still
yeah,
here?
Yeah. I've just had a message from Jamie just saying there.
You said au revoir, did you?
I did indeed. Yeah, they've just got the other side of the tunnel and now I've got an 8-hour drive home. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. I was texting you, wasn't I? Because France apparently are buying energy from UK.
Yeah. The interconnector.
Can't imagine that. France is a huge country.
Monsieur Macron has gone even more mad than he was last year. France have 54 nuclear reactors. They shut down over 20 of them for no good reason. They just shut them down. And now they haven't got any energy because, like Germany, they were getting their gas from Russia and Russia has cut Nord Stream pipeline. So they now haven't got any energy, and we are now selling them energy over the interconnector that was put there for them to sell us energy.
Bizarre.
We're currently selling them.
And I was also reading that it's getting a bit heavy now, but that China is opening coal things.
Oh, they opened two
five a day or something.
Yeah.
So it's all a bit of a pig's ear, isn't it? Really?
Well, you know, I mean, this is the problem, isn't it? That until China and India stop doing what they're doing, the rest of the world is pointless.
I remember when I was in Delhi for work for a conference, and I'd always request, I hate aircon far from today, and I always request a room with an opening window, which is really, really hard, especially in the States. It's really hard. And I tweeted, if you remember, this is quite an old story, but bunker listeners won't have heard it. So I tweeted that I'd asked, you know, for an opening window and that I hadn't got one. And it was a really nice hotel. I can't remember which one, Meridian or one of the really nice ones. I think it was a Mandarin Oriental or something. And I had a phone call from the head of concierge. Mm. I thought, oh, he's going to tell me off, you know, because I've been tweeting, you know, I'm in India and he's going to, you know. And anyway, he said, we've seen your tweets, madam, and I wonder if I can have a meeting with you. So I said, oh, yes, yeah. I'm ever so sorry. I said, I've been tweeting really he's Russian-Australian.
Yeah.
I said, I've been tweeting really nice things about your food. Yeah. It's just that we had requested, you know. Anyway, so he met me, and he offered me the presidential suite, which was absolutely lovely. And I went to open the balcony, and the absolute fog from the exhaust in Delhi,
which is why they don't open the windows.
Like, you cannot breathe. It's like yellow air. So I very quickly shut it.
Yeah. That's why you don't open the windows.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
And all those tuk-tuks, and yet they've still got a lot of pollution.
Yeah, you know, I mean,
and it was great there because the market, because you've got, you know, Smart Delhi, and then you've got the little market, the little street markets, and you've got the monkeys running along the electric wires, diving down, nicking bananas off the street traders' stalls. It's just lovely. Lovely country.
Yeah.
But a bit of pollution.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I've had a tweet from the lovely folks at What's On in Kent, which is the app that you really should have on your phone.
What is on in Kent?
What's On in Kent is the app, and it's fantastic. We'd love a shout out, please. If anybody wants to promote their business on our app, please do get in touch. Download our app. It's free on the App Store. Very hot today. Luckily, we have aircon in our office, and we're listening to the Business Bunker Show.
And the lovely Booker Wyatt have tweeted in. That's Booker Wyatt Limited. And they say, we take the hassle out of your accounts and bookkeeping, providing you with more time to focus on other important aspects of your business. And you can find them on BookerWyatt.co.uk, and they say they're looking forward to listening in later.
Cool. Sally Marshall Group, hi, we'd love a shout out, please. Steer Your Business has a networking event at the Curious Brewery in Ashford on the 27th of July at 3 p.m. and you can get your tickets on Eventbrite, or you can follow Sally on the Twitter, which is Sally D Marshall is her Twitter handle. So that's Curious Brewery. I can never say Curious.
No, you need
I can't
to have
say
a,
Curious
you need,
Brewery.
You need to have a cocktail.
Can you say it, Sally?
And we supply them, and it's hard.
Yeah, we
Curious
Brewery. I can't say it. Curious Brewery in Ashford, 27th of July at 3 p.m.
There are certain words that are very, very hard to say sometimes, like that.
Like Curious Brewery.
Curious Brewery. And the more you try and say it, the worse it gets.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and if you practice, you get even worse.
Right. Construction Expo 22 have been on the implications of new building regulations. Everything you need to know at the Southeast Construction Networking Breakfast. Hear about the implications and interesting feedback from people already incorporating them into recent projects. Give them a follow on Twitter. They are Construct Expo. Construct Expo is their Twitter handle.
I read about Age UK, so I'm scrolling. Kent County Council under the Sea Care Grant are offering businesses in Kent up to £1,500 to invest in sustainable travel, such as electric bikes. UK Electric Bike Centre are running an open event on the 29th to 31st of July at Macnaid in Faversham. For individuals who want to look at alternative, sustainable transport, you can contact Marcus van der Garg for more information. I think he must be a little Holland man, don't you? A little Dutch man.
Possibly.
Marcus van der Garg.
Well, couldn't you do it in a Dutch accent then, so we know?
My Dutch accent's not very good.
As opposed to all your others, which are brilliant.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. My Russian one is fabulous.
Yeah.
You can contact him.
It's multi-use though, isn't it?
Marcus at UK Electric Bike. .co.uk. It went into
it's Irish. It's Irish, isn't it? It's Irish via Somerset.
You know what?
Yeah.
It's all that time spent in those funny bars in Holland, in Amsterdam. Yeah, that's the trouble.
Yeah.
Where my husband goes and thinks he's really funny when he comes out. He thinks
is that
he's
right?
Really funny.
Yeah, is that right?
And he's not.
Yeah.
Terry Thorpe, did you read about Tenterton Cardley?
No, I didn't, but you can.
They are being assembled, ready for distribution to all the sales outlets. They're very pretty. They look lovely. They're pink with little hearts on, loving Tenterton. So another way to support your Tenterton High Street and all your high streets. Please support them.
Cool. I've had a tweet from Kin Stevens of Caring Kent, and she says, I'd love, with a little heart, a little bitty heart, which is nice, I'd love a shout out on the Business Bunker. Do you know someone that loves helping others, has a passion for the welfare? Would they make a great carer? Maybe caring is their calling. If they'd like to pursue a career in care, call Amy today on Ashford 01233 619530. That's Amy on 01233 619530. And Kim says, we look forward to hearing from you. So thank you for that, Kim.
Smashing. And I'm aware we're coming up to the news.
We are.
Southeast England Virtual Networking. It's on.
I've got lots of pictures of ice cream. People keep sending me ice cream gifts.
Melting ones.
No, all kinds of things, actually. Really? Some
well,
of them.
You know, Paul Andrews, we've got, we've got
that kind of thing.
Oh. Well,
Three scoops.
I have managed to find Snaffle some little teaspoons, because, you know, they're quite rare in our kitchen here.
Have you snaffled them for a particular reason?
Because what I've smuggled into the kitchen.
You're hoping for ice cream, aren't you?
Yeah, Sally Newell's bought something. And my new husband and I were discussing it this morning. He said, you're going to get ice cream. I said, no, it's no way she's going to bring in this weather, because it will be just be melted.
It might well be.
And, and I was very impressed. She came in with a little cool bag and stuff.
Mm.
Yeah. I've actually got my boiled egg in a cool bag today.
Have you?
I always get really hungry after the show, and I can't drive home, and I go to the good shed and get a little fish on the way home. And if I go in the good shed, I end up eating cakes. I've got a little boiled egg in there in a jam jar.
Oof. I told you, didn't I? It's amazing what she transports about all over the place.
That'll go really well with.
Exactly.
A little boiled egg in a jam jar that I'll just eat whole on the way home.
The trouble is, if she walked into a magic bar with that, everybody would assume it was an eyeball, wouldn't they? very quickly, before we join the newsroom, DG East, please can we have a shout out for our new staff member, Alf Resco. To get it? Oh, that's terrible,
he's
Terry.
He's been up all night.
Yeah, he's proving a valuable addition to the team in the current warm weather spell. So welcome, Alf Resco. Zero.
No, I expect Casey Canine, his lovely rescue greyhound, is lounging in the cool. My dog hasn't moved, actually, my rescue greyhound. She's had a walk at 6 a.m. because you must not walk your dogs in this heat, of course, because their little pads get burnt on the concrete.
Right.
And she's been eating some watermelon.
Cool.
This morning.
Good. Well, you know what we're going to do now?
News time.
It's news time. We're going to join the Channel Radio newsroom.
Let's see what's happening.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
You're listening to Channel Radio.
Channel Radio news update.
It could be the deadliest tragedy.